Part of the West Side neighborhood is the final stop on this city's tour, which began earlier this month. The other Zone 1 neighborhoods to receive a session were Bessette, Doling, West Side, Tom Watkins, West Central, Woodland Heights, Midtown, and Grant Beach, all of which had the opportunity to have their voices heard about the issues they find important. Greg Burris, Springfield City Manager, says the idea for the meetings came as a result of the data compiled from last year's Citizen Satisfaction Survey that was sent out to all residents. Over 900 responded, providing a wide cross-section of data, explained Burris, during his address at the Midtown Neighborhood Meeting.
It started when I saw some of the heat maps, these maps that we have posted on the city's website, and you start to see the color-coded maps, you notice the trends real fast, which is the northwest quadrant of town has a number of pretty severe issues. And so I got to thinking, you know, we got two choices. We can ignore it or just keep doing what we're doing, which the trends will probably continue, or we could try and do something, step in and help them, and help them help themselves.
The meetings, each lasting an hour, welcomes neighbors of all ages with food provided and door prizes distributed. The first half features Burris addressing the neighborhood and sharing data and what they hope to gain from these events. The second half is dedicated for community members to speak up.
What we're getting is great feedback. What I didn't expect was the level of emotion. These people are passionate about their neighborhoods, and that's great. Because in order to make any kind of change, this is going to have to be a different type of model. It's going to be less like a vending machine model where people put their taxes in and pick a selection and then stand back and wait for something to happen. This is going to have to be more like a barn raising.
Roughly a dozen residents spoke up at this meeting, sharing positives like friendly, close-knit neighbors, walkability, mature trees, and close proximity to the Arts District. They also shared concerns like abandoned and derelict properties, crime and safety, and decreased access to local quality health care and food resources. Mary Collette is a resident of Midtown and attended that meeting Monday evening at Boyd Elementary. She referred to this area as one of the poorest legislative districts in the state and that it is critical to address poverty and provide access to important resources like food, transportation, and jobs.
Well, I think it's important because it's a one-to-one communication with the neighborhood, with the city. Five council members were here tonight. And it's just a great way for us to talk about the things we're proud of and the things that we need done so that we can have even a better neighborhood.
Collette says she is encouraged by the level of representation she's seen both by her neighborhood but also city leaders.
You know, the biggest thing that I've taken away from these meetings is that people feel disconnected with government. And I think it's an important way that we can connect again and show that we're actually listening to the concerns they have.
And I've been impressed with the turnout and the level of articulate expression of what people like about their neighborhoods and also what they want to see change.
That was Zone 2 Councilman Justin Burnett and Zone 3's Mike Schilling, who were elected in April and have attended a majority of the listening events. More than half of the members of City Council attend each session, including Zone 1 Councilwoman Phyllis Ferguson, who takes an active role, addressing the concerns of the community speakers directly as they share their stories. Representatives from police and fire department, 911, city utilities, Springfield Public Schools, and many other community partners are also in attendance. Each meeting ends with a chance for residents to vote on their top three priorities based on data results from the heat maps and concerns identified in the meeting that night. These results are posted then to the city's website and can be compared to the results of other neighborhoods. Official reports resulting from these meetings is expected to be published in late June or early July. The findings will provide a, quote, roadmap for what the city is calling an 18-month blitz, in which they plan to tackle the issues addressed and either solve or at least begin the process of solving them. For KSMU News, I'm Teresa Bettman.